This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. We're out here in Wheat Ridge at 9195 West 44th Avenue. And GIA, I'm telling you, this is the folks that can really help you out. Just talking here with Charlie, our producer there before the show, and I'm telling you, a lot of things can come up unexpectedly, and insurance is something that can help you. I would say we probably all hate paying premiums, but when you need it, boy, you're thankful you got it. And Paul Inigro, of course, the owner here of GIA. Paul, I tell you, those are sad stories we always hear. It's kind of like somebody getting into a car accident and having, you know, not all the levels of insurance they needed that could have helped them, but man, tough deal.
Yeah, it is. And thanks for coming out today, too.
Thank you for letting me. Yes, sir.
And, you know, we have a lunch here just because you're coming out.
Well, I appreciate that. I thought all the employees were just happy to see me. And it's, oh, I guess because of lunch, yeah.
But at least it's a nice day to come out.
It is beautiful, absolutely.
But, yeah, insurance, certainly, if you don't have it and you have a big claim, you wish you had it.
Yeah.
And if you do have it and you have a big claim, you're glad you had it. Okay, sometimes I think we get more frustration from people is, you know, you're paying, you know, big premiums for insurance, and then you have some little claims.
Yes, sir.
And they're like, well, why do I have this? But it's for those big claims.
Boy, and you just never know.
Yeah, you know, a cancer claim easily can exceed $500,000. A heart attack, a stroke, and you're in the hospital for 2 weeks, you could be you know, close to $750,000 in bills. Auto insurance, I mean, you know, yeah, it's one thing that you have property damage on the car and you're,
sure,
and you're kind of upset because the book value of the car is, you know, $5,000 and the damage is $4,000 or $6,000 and they're totaling the car, but it's that liability claim. Okay, that's the real problem. You know, when you hurt somebody and they're going through medical treatment and that medical treatment exceeds $100,000, $200,000, mm-hmm, now they have an attorney, they want to sue you. Well, you know, they're going to, you have the insurance and that's going to, for the most part, take care of it unless you don't have enough. So you hear these stories all the time about people who didn't have the insurance and then now it's too late, because
right,
generally it is too late once you have the claim. So if you have that big auto accident or, you know, you have that stroke and they wheel you in and
sure,
you've got that $500,000 bill and now you want insurance, well, that's insurance going forward, not backwards.
Right. You know, actually, a friend of a friend I was talking with the other day, he was asking me about the insurance side of things because, you know, the network things and all the things with doctors and hospitals that work together. And he had a friend that got into an accident in a rural area. They took him to a hospital that is not involved with his insurance or, quote, approved by them. So now I guess all the percentages of payment aren't what he thought. But, I mean, first of all, yeah, you want to be okay and you're thankful they took you to a hospital. It's hard to say, hey, could you take me to this hospital?
Right.
But sometimes that happens even in surgeries where other people get involved in a surgery and we don't have any control over that.
Yeah, normally, you know, if it's an emergency, there's supposed to be some provisions to help to keep those expenses in line. One of the problems is with Obamacare. There's so many narrow network plans, mm-hmm, that are out there now, not those big network plans like we used to see. And in some of the rural areas, we're facing situations where maybe there's only one plan available.
Wow.
And there's no doctor in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do? I did see where the Trump administration wants to relax the penalty for people who are in an area where there's only one plan available. So, you know, they may get some penalty relief on that, but still,
sure,
you don't have the insurance relief, and that's what you're looking for. And not only are the rates really high, there's like I think 18 or 19 counties in Colorado where there's only one plan available. And then it's very expensive, mm-hmm. and half the time people can't find their doctor in it.
Sure.
So they're really upset about the what's going on there.
And when you say expensive, I mean, we're talking like mortgage payment expensive in some cases, aren't we?
Well, that's what we're talking about here in the Front Range. And then you get in the rural areas where you think, things will be cheaper in the rural areas. People don't make as much in the rural areas.
Right.
The insurance is twice as much. Wow. And so it's more than a mortgage payment.
Yes,
so
sir.
Something's wrong there.
Absolutely. Again, we're at GIA, Group Insurance Analysts. They can help you with all of your insurance needs. You can give them a call at 303-423-0162. Recently, Paul, we started doing some things with one of our sister stations, KOVZ, 810 AM, and doing some things with Medicare. And the more and more I'm creeping to that age, finding more of my friends are as well. And so, what are some of the things for those just getting ready to turn 65 and getting into Medicare? What are some of the tips that we can give them that they just want to be careful? Because you've said this many times that your mailbox is going to be inundated with mail and different offers and different things about Medicare. Do some people make mistakes by just reading that mail and doing something with that without getting advice?
Well, I think not getting advice can be a problem. Once again, we've talked about so many times, how much time do you want to spend on insurance? How much of your leisure time do you want to take away mm-hmm. and get on the internet and start reading and reading and reading and hoping you're getting good information? Maybe you are, maybe you aren't, versus working with someone like us, an independent broker who really knows the product. I mean, it's like, working on your car. I mean,
sure.
It might take you 3 days to replace your brakes.
Right.
You could bring it in and have it done in half an hour.
Yeah. I have no interest in learning that or knowing about insurance. I just want to know you. Yeah.
But it's a good question. And something you're talking about, we're getting closer and closer to Medicare. Both of us are. I never thought I'd see the day when people are actually looking forward to hitting age 65.
Really?
Okay, 30 odd years ago when I started in the business, people were dreading hitting age 65. Mm-hmm. Now I'm hearing it all the time. Oh, I'm almost to 65. It's because of the insurance.
Sure.
Oh, now I could get rid of my $2,000 a month insurance payment and be on Medicare and pay a couple hundred a month.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a sad
It actually is.
Depressing is what it is.
Right.
One of the first things people make mistakes on Medicare is you're working. And Medicare starts at 65, but full Social Security benefits don't start till almost 67.
Okay,
66 and 8 months, and that's ticking upwards. So you're going to get a notification about getting Medicare before you're fully retired. Now, you can get early Social Security at age 62,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people want to wait till 66 and 8 months and get the full benefit.
Right.
Because otherwise you're giving up 25% of your benefit. Now, other people would argue take it early, and it takes so many years to recoup that money.
Sure.
But you turn 65, that's when you're eligible for Medicare, and you need to sign up for it. Okay, you can't just ignore the letter that you get. You will get Part A as long as you've worked 10 years, and had FICA wages for 10 years. You're going to get Part A, and it's not going to cost you anything. But there's a premium for Part B, okay, and you have to pay that premium.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't pay it, you get canceled. And the government's worse than insurance companies.
And what is that premium based on?
The premium, there's a standard premium based on, and it's based on your income, okay? And they look back 2 years. So they're going to look to see, are you making, over $75,000 as a single or $150,000 as a couple filing jointly. And up to that point, you're going to pay the standard premium. But if you start making more than that, there are surcharges. So people come in all the time and say, well, how come I'm getting charged $400 a month for Part B?
Mm-hmm.
I say, oh, that's because you're making like $500,000. They're like, oh, how'd you know that? I said, well, because it's on the chart.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's what it's based on. Well, and it, but then people are like, well, yeah, but I'm not making that now. I made that at the end of my career. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, they're going to, every year it's going to reset and it's going to look back 2 years. So if your income does go down, start going down now, it will catch up at some point. But that's a penalty or a tax, I guess you could say, for right. people who are higher income. Mm-hmm. So that they pay more. Majority of people pay the standard premium for Medicare. Now, what happens, too, is people will then take or may decide not to take Medicare because they're working. And they're covered under their employer's plan, and that's okay.
Okay.
Because your employer's plan normally is qualified coverage, mm-hmm. Which means when you do go onto Medicare, there's no penalty. Okay. But you have to be aware that when you come off your employer's plan, you've got a window to activate your Medicare Part B. Okay. So you have to be aware of that. Now, a lot of people, this is a big. A trap that people fall into. They retire, okay, let's say they're 67 now. They were eligible for Medicare at 65. They did not take the Part B. Now they're 67. They retire, but they decide they're going to take COBRA, okay? And a lot of people do that. So you go into COBRA, they don't elect their Part B. Mm-hmm. Okay, then COBRA expires 18 months later. And now they wanted to activate their Part B, and Medicare office says, nope, sorry, you can't do that. You have to wait until the general election period. General election period is January 1st to March 31st. You sign up for your Part B then, it becomes effective July 1st.
Okay.
So what happens if in June your Social Security, the COBRA expires? Okay, now all of a sudden you have to wait till the following January 1st to sign up for the following July 1st. You're over a year without coverage. That's a big problem.
That's a big problem.
So when you leave that employer, even if you're taking COBRA, you need to be aware of when that COBRA is going to expire so that you can get your Part B. So now if you had been aware that when your COBRA expired, if that wasn't a special enrollment period, you would then maybe in January, the previous January before June, you would say, okay, I need to sign up for Part B, and it'll go into effect July 1st. And maybe you'd have 1 month without coverage.
Right.
Or maybe it would dovetail in. So that's a big mistake people make, is they go on to COBRA, and they forget about their Part B, and they don't sign up for the Part B, and they're left without coverage. Big, big problem.
Wow. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. They've been representing clients here in Colorado since 1984, and they're at 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. The number's 303-423-0162. If you've got questions, anything about insurance or the Medicare, of course, we'll take your calls at 303-477-5600. But you can certainly call them here at GIA, stop by the office, and sit down with a real-life person that you know is going to be here and get you the right information. Because, again, some of these mistakes that you can make can be very, very costly. And that's what we're trying to help you out with today's show. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some common mistakes that you can make when it's time for Medicare. We'll be right back.
Affordable Interest Mortgage has been your personal mortgage broker serving Coloradans since 2001. Take aim. If you're tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage, or do you feel like you just talk to a call center and you never get the same person twice? Take aim. 720-895-0500. Our rates are still great, with loans designed to fit what you want, not the bank. Experienced professional loan officers to expedite the process and close quickly. We offer paperless applications, or we will come to you. View your loan status 24/7 and get rid of high-cost mortgage insurance or credit card debt to save hundreds now. Take aim, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients are saving thousands in excess mortgage payments, owning their home faster, all without changing their spending habits. Call now to start saving big. 720-895-0500. Talk with the same loan officer from start to finish, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. We're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. Paul Denigro is our guest. Once again, we'll open up our phone lines. If you've got any questions, give us a call, 303-477-5600. We're kind of talking about a few common Medicare mistakes and how to avoid them. And we're kind of going through the different parts here. And Paul, we were just kind of talking during the break. So I said, A, you get, and B, you pay for. And you said, well, there may be some circumstances you pay for A. So let's back up there.
Sure. Yeah, and that's a good point. Most people will not pay for Medicare Part A because if you have worked at least 10 years and you've paid FICA wages or earned FICA wages and paid FICA for at least 10 years, you get your Part A for free. But there are circumstances where people don't. Have 40 quarters of FICA wages. And it could be, let's say, an immigrant comes to the country, this country, and they haven't worked that long. And now they're turning 65, and they're eligible to get Medicare, but they have to pay for Part A. Mm-hmm. And Part A runs about $450 a month. So it's a significant amount.
Right.
And then you have to be careful, too. Let's say you're a small business owner, and you're an S corporation, and you're not taking a wage. You're only taking distributions, which is supposedly a no-no anyway, according to the tax
right.
accountants. But let's say you don't have a tax accountant. You've been filing your own taxes, and you've been just taking it as a distribution. Well, then you don't have any FICA wages. And we had a lady last year who had been doing that since 1986. And then she went to sign up for Medicare and found out she's got to pay $450 a month for the Part A as well as the Part B, because she wasn't taking a salary during those years. And okay. there's no requirement that it be a big salary either. I mean, it just could be a small salary as long as there are FICA wages there. So you need 40 quarters, which equates to 10 years. It doesn't have to be 10 consecutive years. Okay, it could be intermittent, but it
right.
has to be 40 quarters in there. Otherwise, you're gonna pay for your Part A as well as Part B. Now, something else with Medicare, you turn 65, and you get your Part A and then Part B. There's different types of insurance that you can get with Medicare. I mean, one of them is a Medicare supplement, which a lot of people are familiar with.
Right.
And that's something that just supplements Medicare. So you get on Medicare Part A and Part B, and you buy a supplement, and that supplement pays for your Part A hospital copayment and your Part B 20% and on and on. But you can also go into Medicare Part C, which is Medicare Advantage. Now, Medicare Advantage is not a Medicare supplement. I'm going to say that again.
Okay.
It's not a Medicare supplement because people refer to it as their supplement all the time, but it is not. Medicare Advantage, and you hear them advertising on TV, Humana, mm-hmm. AARP, Aetna. Medicare Advantage plans that's just a different way to get your Medicare benefits. You're getting your Medicare through a private insurance company, not through the government.
Right.
Now, why would people want to do that? I mean, people hate insurance companies. Now you had your chance to get away from an insurance company, and now you're staying with an insurance company?
Right.
Well, why would you do that? I mean, I question it sometimes as well, but there are legitimate reasons. And the biggest reason is the doctor, okay? Your doctor, you have to verify what your doctor accepts once you get onto Medicare. If your doctor does not accept original Medicare, which is Medicare Part A and B, if they don't accept that, a Medicare supplement will not work, okay? So if a doctor does not accept original Medicare, most likely they accept a one or two Medicare Advantage plans.
Right. Now, is that like we've talked about before, too, where, you know, we go through the trouble making sure our doctor does accept that, but then 6 months later, if they decide to quit taking it, should we have an A and a B doctor? I mean, kind of have, find
plan
a couple
a,
of
doctors.
Yeah, because most of us don't. I mean, we like that one doctor, you know.
Usually what happens is that it's not an individual doctor that drops out.
A group.
It's a group, and usually it's a negotiating ploy. Like right now in Boulder Community Hospital and Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shields are in negotiation, and Boulder's hospital is going to drop out. But more often than not, they eventually work it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's how they negotiate. But if your doctor drops out of your Medicare plan, because that's a good question, that's not a special enrollment period, okay? So you still will have access to other doctors in that network.
Right.
So your plan is still good. You just will have to maybe change your plan at the next open enrollment, okay? So you have to be aware of that. But what gets people in trouble more is that they don't understand the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. And there's a big doctor group on this side of town called New West Physicians.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our Medicare customers go there because they've been with them for years. And they do not accept original Medicare. So when someone comes in and says, "Yeah, I'm going on Medicare, I want a Medicare supplement," and I say, "Who's your doctor?" And they say, "Well, I go through New West Physicians." And I'm like, "That Medicare supplement won't work. They don't accept original Medicare. Let me show you what they do accept." And it's a Medicare Advantage plan.
Gotcha.
Okay, so someone who buys, we get calls all the time from someone saying, "I bought this Medicare supplement, my doctor doesn't take it." And I'm like, "Are they New West Physicians?" "Yeah, yeah." "How'd you know that?" "Well, because they don't accept original Medicare." So once again, going back to what we were saying on Medicare supplements is that for that to work, that the physician doctor group has to accept original Medicare. And if they don't, then we need to look at to see what they do accept. And if it's a Medicare Advantage plan, then we can show you those plans.
Right.
So those are some of the big mistakes you can make, and people make them all the time because they don't understand the difference between Medicare Advantage and original Medicare. And every year we have this open enrollment for Medicare Advantage, but there is no annual open enrollment for Medicare supplements. So when you're choosing, you need to choose wisely.
Yep.
Because that might be the only chance you get, okay, to qualify for a Medicare supplement. Because when you turn 65, okay, and you take that Medicare Part B, you have 6 months to buy any Medicare supplement that you want, and you can't be declined. Okay, the insurance company cannot reject your application. After 6 months, that's not the case. Okay, after 6 months, you have to have some qualifying event to get a Medicare supplement on a guarantee issue basis.
Right.
Otherwise, you have to go through medical underwriting. Now, medical underwriting is more difficult to go through when you're that age. So if you buy a cheap Medicare supplement plan and then you get sick and you want a better one, you probably will not be able to do it. So you need to buy the right plan right out of the chute.
So, boy, when you talk, I mean, we give deadlines all the time here, and then we get people that call 2 months after it, and, "Oh, you were serious," kind of. So when you got that 6 months, I mean, that's 6 months.
That's it. Unless you have some special event, and normally, like, if you move and you lose that coverage,
right.
Involuntary loss of coverage is a qualifying event. But you have to look at the different Medicare plans, and they've got different plans for from plan A through plan N. And I see a lot of people buying plan N's. Nothing wrong with buying a plan N, but plan N, you could save you a little bit of premium, but there's no maximum out of pocket on your Part B excess charges on a plan N. I would not buy a plan N. Okay, now plan F is the Cadillac, which is going away in 2020. Plan G is very similar. To,
is there one for every letter in the alphabet?
A through N. Yeah.
A through N. Yeah.
The F plan is the Cadillac, but that's going away. I mean, that picks up what Medicare doesn't pay. That's eligible for Medicare, but they don't pay. The G plan is an F plan, except you have to cover your Part B deductible, which is $180 or something. So it's a very, very good plan. But people go with an N plan because it's cheap. And I said, you're better off with a high deductible F plan, mm-hmm. which is an F plan once you meet like a $2,200 out-of-pocket. At least you have an out-of-pocket maximum of $2,200.
Not like $6,000 or $8,000 that we do now.
Right, exactly. Or the N plan where you don't have the max out-of-pocket on the Part B excess. So that makes more sense. Plus, it's a lower premium than the N plan. So people don't look at that because there are insurance salespeople and insurance companies out there that just sell one product.
Yep.
And if the only product they have is that N plan, they're going to tell you why you should buy it, why it's the best thing. We're showing you all the plans
sure.
from over 20 insurance companies. You have to buy this N plan. Which one is going to make the most sense for you? Because there's a very high probability that once you make that selection, that's the selection you're going to be stuck with going forward, especially if your health changes.
Wow.
So you got to be careful about that. There's no annual enrollment.
And here's what has got to make sense to you and our listeners I'm talking to right now. The service that you get here at GIA costs you nothing. To be
zero.
Handheld through this process, so to speak, cost you nothing. Paul, why does everybody not call you guys?
I think when people start hitting Medicare, it starts sinking in. We need to call because we get a lot of Medicare people. But for people who don't, they honestly and truly think that it's going to cost them more money to call us.
Yep.
That either they're going to get a bill, like when you call an attorney and then you get a bill, 15 minutes, $400 or whatever.
Hey, we can do that if it'll make them feel better.
Right, right, if they want it, yeah. But they feel it's going to cost them more. We're going to charge them a fee or something. There's no fee. Or we're going to put them in a product that makes us the most commission. That's not true. The product they buy through us is going to be more expensive than doing it on their own. That's not true either. That Medicare supplement that they buy through us or through AARP is the same premium.
Right.
Okay, that Medicare Advantage plan through us or Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the same. Same product, same premium, no difference.
Wow.
Okay, the difference is people say, well, how do you get paid? Well, when they buy that Medicare Advantage or that Medicare supplement, And we write it, we sign the application as the agent. The insurance company recognizes us as the agent on that case and pays us the commission instead of keeping it for themselves.
Right.
That's simply it.
Wow. I mean, no insurance area do I want to navigate myself, but this is one certainly in a few years, several years yet, but a few years, man, it just doesn't make sense to enter into that Medicare jungle alone, promise you. 303-423-0162. When we come back, we're going to go through some of the other letters there just to explain this. I think this is great information, Paul, because, I mean, a lot of people, they say that 10,000 people a day turn 65 for the next 19 years.
That's a lot of people.
So this is some great information for you. Again, if you've got questions, our lines are open. 303-477-5600. This is Haystack Help Radio.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
When people see the new, beautiful Cat Lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new Cat Lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit lonetreevet.com.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
We are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. 303-423-0162 is the number here to GIA. You can check out their website, e-gia.com. Again, this is Group Insurance Analyst Paul Inigro. Is the owner and usually our guest every other Thursday as we kind of go through all the insurance things that we hope will help you out and be good information for you. Today our topic is Medicare and talking through all the different initials there. And it, Paul, you say it goes to A through N.
A through N for Medicare supplements, A through D for actually Medicare. And the people get confused on that because you have Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B, Medicare Part C, which is Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug program. So A and B are original Medicare. You know, Part A is your hospital facility charges.
Right.
Part B is are your professional charges, like your doctor. But then you have Medicare supplements, and the A through N. So you, so someone says, I want Medicare supplement Plan D, they might actually be thinking about part Medicare Part D, which is your prescription plan.
Right.
So it can be very confusing. And
sure.
And that's why we're here, because we understand that these different parts. you know, a good question comes up all the time is that you're now eligible for Medicare. You're now eligible to buy a Part D plan, which is a prescription plan. And people say, well, I don't use any prescription. Why should I buy that? And I said, well, you don't have to buy it because there's a premium. But if you decide 5 years from now that you want to buy it, well, there's probably a reason why you want it. The reason is now you have
now you need a prescription.
You want to get them covered. Well, that's not how insurance works. So the government says if you're eligible to buy the Part D plan and you don't buy it and you don't have any other coverage, then when you decide to come in, you're going to pay a penalty on that premium. And that premium penalty is 1% per month for every month that you didn't have coverage. So if you wait 5 years, that's 60 months.
Wow.
So you're going to pay that. Well, the 1% penalty comes out to, I don't know, maybe $3, $4 a year or mm-hmm. something. So, you know, after 5 years, you could be paying more in penalty than you might be paying for the actual premium for the prescription plan. So what we normally recommend is that, first of all, you know, you don't know what's going to happen during the year. Okay, so you may not be using prescriptions today. 6 months from now, you might be using a lot.
Sure.
So let's get something. Get a basic plan. Get a plan that costs $18, $20 a month. Go on that plan. And then,
because once you're in, you're in. There is no penalty.
Right, that's right. And then every open enrollment, you review it. And if you want to upgrade it at the next open enrollment, you can upgrade it with no penalty. So you got to be careful.
Because I would say, I don't know what the average would be, but most of the time if you do have to start taking a prescription, it ain't going to be one. It's going to be several.
Well, we were talking during the break, and we oftentimes get calls from people, and we start this Medicare process, and you know, we're asking who's your doctor, and we do that research, and then it's like, are you on any prescription drugs? And yes, there are people that are on one or two or nothing, but we get a lot of people, they're on 10 different drugs, 15 different drugs. And now we have to research those drugs mm-hmm. to see which prescription plan is going to give them the most coverage, because they're not all the same. Okay, you have plans that not only have different benefit structures and different premiums, but different formularies. So if that drug is not in the formulary, then it's not going to be covered. So sometimes there's hours and hours of research time in figuring out which prescription plan is going to be best for all those medications.
And as we said right before the break, that does not cost us as the client anything to call GIA, have your representative go through all of that hours of work and work and work and work.
That's correct. And then when you do decide to buy, whether it's a prescription plan or a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, whatever you wind up buying, the premium's going to be the same. And you know, when you're picking up the phone, you see that ad on TV, you know, call this 800 number, and you call the 800 number and they enroll you, and there's no problem, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, they're not saying, well, what prescriptions are you on, and mm-hmm. taking those 19 prescriptions and putting them in and figuring it out. They're just enrolling you in that plan.
And try to get that person back on the phone if they told you something wrong.
Yeah. good luck.
Yeah.
Because that's a call center, number one, and we all know what kind of turnover they have. And even if that person still is there, you don't know what extension they're at. You're just calling in and
sure.
they're getting randomly assigned. So you have to be very careful on that. And then, you know, during the break, we were talking about what's going to happen next year. And next year, we're going to have a second open enrollment period. We're going to have the normal AEP, the annual election period. That's going to start October 15th as normal. Going to end December 7th as normal. Okay? No change there.
Mm-hmm.
But when Obamacare came about, and we don't know why they did this, but Obamacare eliminated the second enrollment period that we always had. It was called the open enrollment period. Now, what's the difference between the open enrollment period and the annual election period was that the open enrollment period ran from January 1st to March 31st, and it allowed us to make one last change for the year. Now, we always called it the oops, we could fix a mistake.
Right.
Because oftentimes after the first of the year, when the new coverage goes into effect and people use it, then they find out they got the wrong plan. Then they say, well, I called the 800 number and they didn't tell me my doctor wasn't in it. Mm-hmm. He just enrolled me. And I'm like, yeah, your doctor's not in that plan. So we're going to have to wait. Well, why Obamacare, why the ACA eliminated that, we don't know. But they did.
Because it made no sense. They did it.
Yeah. It was a very consumer-friendly provision.
Sure.
Okay, so we've been fighting for that ever since. We've been fighting to get that back, and it is back starting 1-1 of 19. We will have the open enrollment period again from 1-1 January 1st to March 31st. We will have that chance to make that one last change. So if you call and say, I bought the wrong plan, I'm going to say, well, we got one chance to make it right. Let's do it right, and then you'll be good till the next open enrollment. So we're very excited about that. Yeah.
Would it be beneficial to the client as well as to your staff that maybe we get around that 64, 64 and a half to come in, sit down, and try to go through some of these things to get a little bit of head start, even though maybe we can't physically sign anything for six more months or whatever?
Right. It's a good idea. In fact, we're getting more and more people who are doing that because they know Medicare is coming up. They don't know what they need to do, and they call us because if you're going into if you're going to elect the Part B, okay, you do that 3 months before you go on Medicare. Now, when do you go on Medicare? If your birthday is June 15th, your Medicare starts June 1st, not July 1st.
Okay.
Starts June 1st. Okay, so that's the Medicare Part B start date. There's only one exception to the rule, is if your birthday is on the first of the month, if your birthday was June 1st, Medicare starts May 1st.
Wow. So if it's June 2nd, it still starts June 1st.
Yes, that's correct, right? That's your government in action,
yes,
right there.
Yes.
And that's not what GIA stands for either. It's
right.
Not government in action. Okay. That's the government, and that's how they work. But let's say you're any other day than the first of the month, your coverage goes back to the first of the month, so June 1st. Now, you can start, you go back 3 months, so you go back May, April, March. That means starting March 1st, you can sign up for your Part B, okay? You can do it through May 31st for that June 1st effective date. You don't want to wait till the last minute, but you can.
Sure.
Okay, so you go back 3 months. That's the date you can start. You can do that enrollment for your Part B, and you have to elect Part B, and you have to make arrangements to pay that Part B premium. Back years ago, you didn't have to make that arrangement. It just automatically came out of your Social Security check. Well, back then, Social Security and Medicare started at the same time, but they don't now, as we talked about in the first segment. So you have to make an arrangement to pay that premium until you start getting Social Security. And then once you start getting Social Security, you can have that come out of your check, which is the easiest thing to do.
Sure.
It guarantees you won't lose coverage. You know, we get people all the time saying, I didn't get the bill, and they said they mailed it. Maybe I lost it. I forgot about it. It got put under some other papers. Well, whatever it is, it is, and you lost your coverage, and now you have to wait. But if it's coming out of the Social Security check, then you're okay. So you have to make that arrangement. So the earliest you can start doing that is 3 months before your Medicare start date. 6 months before your Medicare start date, and maybe even 8 months, you start getting barraged with papers from different insurance companies because they want your business. Okay, and then at some point you even get something from us because we're going to send our little card, and usually it's the one on the top of the stack because we wait a little longer and basically, you know, offer to review all the stuff. So 3 months prior to Medicare, you're going to do your Part B. Okay, then you can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare Part D plan or your Medicare supplement. Now, we have people sometimes will start their Medicare supplement. They'll enroll in it. And it's 5 months before they get on to Medicare. Well, they don't even have their Part B yet. So Well, it doesn't even make sense to do that.
Sure.
Might as well wait till you get your Part D, make sure you've got your Part D, because we've had some people who signed up for a supplement, didn't have their Part D, then never enrolled in Part B, and the supplement's not worth anything. And yet they're paying premium on it. So you got to be careful about that.
Wow. A lot to know about this Medicare, and I'm telling you, GIA can help you out, keep you from making a mistake. 303-423-0162. 303-423-0162. Once again, they're located at 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. And that number, 303-423-0162. We'll be back with more with Paul and I Grove from Group Insurance Analyst right after this.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
If you have questions about inheritance or beneficiaries and how it affects your retirement planning, Dot Mechtenberg can help you. Discuss your legacy wishes with Dot. She can help guide you through these crucial issues. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We are coming to you live from the offices of Group Insurance Analyst. We're at 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. And the number here is 303-423-0162. And as we've mentioned, our topic's kind of been Medicare today, but for any insurance needs, it is a kind of a free consultation. The services here are absolutely free. You're going to pay the same whether you try to do this on your own, whatever. They get their commission from the insurance companies. Why try to do this alone? Take the chance of making a mistake, especially in this arena here of Medicare. And Paul, one thing, article I was reading today, and wanted to get you comment on here just in our last couple of minutes, but it says if you buy a so-called Medigap policy within 6 months of enrolling in Medicare Part B, you can get any plan in your area even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. So basically the tip was here, it's a mistake choosing the wrong Medigap policy. Do we use that term in what you're doing, Medigap policy?
Yeah, Medigap, okay. And Medicare supplement are the same thing.
Okay, right.
And earlier we talked about how when you turn 65, you've got a six-month period in which you can buy any Medicare supplement without being rejected. So even if you have major medical problems, that you cannot be rejected. It's only after that six-month period that if you want to buy one or switch your current plan, that you can be rejected. So the big difference between the Medicare Advantage plans and the Medicare supplement is the Medicare Advantage plans, you will have an opportunity once a year to change that plan during that annual election period.
Okay.
With a Medicare supplement, you do not have that annual open enrollment. You have that one-time enrollment guaranteed issue. And after that, the only other time you have it is if you have some sort of special election period, something that makes you lose that coverage. So if you were to lose that coverage, other than not paying premium, I mean,
sure,
if your insurance company went out of business or they canceled the plans, got out of the that line of business, or you moved and it got canceled, then you would have another open enrollment. But other than that, you would have to qualify medically, which means the insurance company could reject the application.
Right.
So you have to be careful, and you also have to be careful going into Medicare. What if you have a lot of ongoing medical conditions at this point? It might make more sense for you to buy an F or a G plan, for example, and pay that premium, as opposed to going into a Medicare Advantage plan with zero premium, because you would have zero premium, but you might have $5,000 or $6,000 max out of pocket, okay, on that plan, where the F Medicare supplement has a zero out of pocket, and if you're paying $150 a month premium over 12 months, that's $1,800. That $1,800 is less than the $5,000 or $6,000 out of pocket on a zero premium plan for the Medicare Advantage, and those are things we look at.
Boy, and like you say, a lot of people looking forward to turning 65 when you look at what we're paying our premiums now for insurance.
I never thought I would see that or say that.
Right.
I mean, going back to the 1980s, and we'd be back in the 1980s, I was young, and I'd be working with older people, and I feel sorry for you, man. You're going on Medicare, and they were depressed, and now people are like, hey, another year, I'm on Medicare.
Really?
I get rid of this.
It's like a raise. It's like a raise at your job.
Yeah. Right? Exactly.
You know, and another tip I think here, and I think we can say this truly with all of our insurance, but never assume that your medical providers will always be covered by whatever plan you have.
Right, right. And it certainly is a problem that once you get in the plan, you buy the plan because your doctor's in it and the doctor drops out. That's a problem. It's not as big a problem right now as we've seen in the past, but it could always be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something we don't like to see happen, and there's no special enrollment period for that either.
So looking ahead, what are we looking at here, say, in the next 2 years with just our premiums, our health care? Do you see anything on the horizon being able to change to lower our premiums at all?
No, I don't think Washington's going to be doing anything. So,
yeah, and you know, it is something to where once something goes up, it's kind of like you know, I think of the toll road going out the airport. I mean, you keep thinking, will they end that at some point?
No, that's
forever, and it keeps going up.
I think about that because I grew up in New York, and in 1965. A bridge opened, the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, that it connected Brooklyn to Staten Island, which is where I lived. And the toll was 25 cents. And they promised us that once the bridge was paid off, the toll would go away. Because that's what happened on the Brooklyn Bridge and the Manhattan Bridge. But for some reason, somewhere along the way, they were making so much money on that toll that they couldn't get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did it not go away, it's like $5 now each way. And it's a major revenue source.
Gotcha.
And I don't really see, they're just not getting things done in Washington. There's just no one working together to fix some of these things. There's one side that knows there are problems with Obamacare, but because they voted for it, they don't want to do anything, and the other side wants to get rid of it. And the whole problem with Obamacare to begin with was that it never really addressed the cost of health care. It was health insurance reform, and it just botched the whole thing. So, you know, on Medicare, they're trying to work with the prescription drug companies and trying to get some concessions. But for the most part, Medicare is still a really good deal for the consumer.
Sure.
okay? And especially when you look at what you're paying for Obamacare.
Man, okay.
So like you said, you're getting a raise.
Yeah.
Okay? And I mean, it's a good deal, but it's also because you and me and everyone else, we've been paying that Medicare tax all these years. So that makes it even more difficult now is not only are you paying your Obamacare premium, but you're paying the Medicare tax.
Right.
Okay, well, then you turn 65 or and beyond, and you either don't work anymore or you work less. So you're either not paying the tax anymore or you're paying very little tax, and you've got a lower premium compared to what we had under Obamacare.
Sure.
So it's a good deal.
Absolutely. Well, again, a lot of great information. If you've got questions, look, why call some 800 number and have no idea who you're talking to? Call a local number, 303-423-0162. The website is e-gia.com. And again, GIA and the fine folks here will take great, great care of you, and that I promise you. So, Paul, thanks for having us out, and
thanks for
all
out,
the good
Scott.
Information.
Yep. Thank you for coming out. Yep.
And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always open for you. That's 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Leave it right here on KLZ 560 and have a great day.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.